The city's Democratic voters have spoken. Their preferred candidate for mayor is Bill de Blasio, a man who calls himself a true progressive and says the rich should pay more in taxes in order to pay for universal pre-kindergarten. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports the question for New York's business community is whether a Mayor de Blasio's policies would match candidate de Blasio's rhetoric.
On election night, Bill de Blasio celebrated his victory with supporters in the Bell House. It's a popular music venue in a fast gentrifying corner of Brooklyn that was desolate when Michael Bloomberg took office a dozen years ago. It was after 11 p.m. when de Blasio took the stage. He revved up the crowd with an extended critique of Bloomberg's New York. Rich people got richer, working people saw their wages stagnate, and their neighborhoods held hostage to developers.
Allowing luxury condos to overtake our community hospitals. And to squeeze out the supply of affordable housing.
Bill de Blasio's Fight for the Little Guy platform includes higher taxes on New Yorkers earning over $500,000 a year, ending tax breaks for corporations, and spending more on social programs. So is big business scared?
Most of the people in the business world do not know Bill de Blasio except from his public presentation.
Kathy Wild is president of the Partnership for New York City, a group representing corporate CEOs.
And so I think that there's an interest in getting to know him and a hope that he will be interested in working with the business community on the big issues facing the city.
Wild is not especially troubled by de Blasio's 99%er rhetoric. She says he has a reputation as a smart guy who hires capable people. But Carol Kellerman with the nonpartisan Citizens Budget Commission says it could be bad news for everyone if de Blasio's campaign promise to raise taxes comes true. She says for the very wealthy, there's a tipping point
at which people feel that it is both very easy and economically sensible for them to move over the border from New York City to a neighboring county or even further away to avoid the resident income tax.
That might lead to less tax revenues to pay for social programs that benefit everyone else. It's an argument Mayor Bloomberg has made many times. The general election for mayor looks likely to be high contrast. Bill de Blasio with his message of fighting inequality versus Republican Joe Loda, who's lined up some A-list supporters in the business community, like billionaires Kenneth Langone and David Koch. This kind of contrast is good for fundraising and makes good political ads, but rhetoric can be deceptive. Exit polls show de Blasio did just as well among high-income Democrats as he did among low earners. And according to public filings, de Blasio has raised plenty of campaign cash from the powerful real estate industry. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.